Tiger Work, a poem by Ben Okri. Prowls the edges, dwindling in cages, into legend falling from collective memory fading, hunted every hour for its eyes, its stripes, its power. When it vanishes, we will follow. Its absence will make us hollow. It lives in language, lives in law. That death begins in thought is a kind of law. And if it exists no longer, would this make weak or stronger our spiritual reach, our poetry and speech? It prowls dream and song and links us to earth and sun, and every day we grow smaller with the death of a single one. The loss of the fly is as great as that of the tiger, and the death of the last bug as tragic as the death of the Niger. We need some ferocity to protect our humanity, need mystery and presence to project force and sense of justice. Our rights depend on our mental fights. We need spirit power in the streets and tower, need it in the totem and high place, as guardian spirit of the human race, need it in the struggles of the street where climate denial and end of time meet. What else can mesmerize like the beauty of its eyes? It belongs to a higher order, composed of fire, mystery, dreams, conjunction of power and radiance, something prophetic, it seems, a compacted state of being, something we'll never accomplish, never get to much as we would wish. An alternative route of evolution, form and sign of a divine solution. Something about it is too much for us, like simple addition next to calculus, stuns us with the limitation of our form and our messy everyday norm, tells us we can be more, leap into better destinies than before, primed for great battles ahead between those who want us dead and those who want to lift the human song to its highest gift. If we are to survive, fighting spirit must we revive. If we as a race will thrive, tiger spirit must we keep alive.